All right, 33 minutes after 8 o'clock, you've got Attuned to KHUM. Local Filmmakers Night is tonight. And as tradition would have it, we have a local filmmaker who is featured in the studio today to talk about her work. It's Eileen McKee. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So this is pretty cool. I assume is this the first time your work's been featured at Local Filmmakers Night?
This is. I actually never really considered myself a filmmaker in the mm-hmm. sense of films before, more a community media maker, but mm-hmm. And I had resisted, you know, they had asked before and I didn't, but it's I think it's going to be fun.
Cool. Okay, so I know you've got several pieces of your work that is going to be shown tonight, collected over the years. What are we going to be seeing?
Well, I'm going to touch on a lot of things. Sort of a chronological journey of my mm-hmm. media work, starting out with when I first got out of school, a lot of anti-GMO and anti-war demonstrations, all that was going on, you know,
sure.
the political energy was really high all over the world or all over the country. And then parts of a few documentaries I've worked on. I also am involved with the local poetry scene, a Reason to Listen poetry collective that does the monthly slam poetry nights at Siren Song. Love that form.
Sure.
And so I've come to know them and work with them and doing a few creative things with them.
Nice.
And then a few other things.
So you don't consider yourself a filmmaker. What do you consider yourself?
A community media maker.
Okay.
I really feel like
my
work is more a mirror of our community. It's people that come to me with their issues and their ideas and their creativity, and we collaborate to create something to either entertain or inform people.
So how many years have you been doing this?
About 14 or 15
nice.
Years.
Nice. Well, it's mm-hmm. cool getting your stuff recognized, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. It is.
It really is. So what mediums do you use?
Video.
It's video
mostly. I mean, I did when I was in school, and then a few years after I graduated, I produced Thursday Night Talk for about 6 years uh-huh. on KHSU.
Right.
But I'm really more comfortable behind the camera, mm-hmm. On the other side of the microphone, not the one talking.
Not being seen.
Yeah. Yeah, that's... And so, yeah, it's video.
Cool. Yeah, that's how I started in college. I was behind the scenes kind of person. I wound up in front of it.
Well, you're obviously comfortable talking.
I didn't used to be. I used to be very shy, believe it or not. So
it does kind of bring you out of your shell.
You it
know,
does.
There are just times when, you know, the job needs to get done and you just have to do it. And that's, you know, it took me years to find my voice. I mean, I came home from a lot of the places that I went, you know, San Francisco and Washington, D.C. and San Diego and Sacramento for all these amazing demonstrations and workshops with, you know, world-class activists and intellectuals. And I really hadn't found my voice yet, so I had all this amazing footage, and I didn't really do it justice. Mm-hmm. So it took a while. I guess a few projects where I was not really excited about the tone of the voice that was in mm-hmm. them, that I had to step up at some point and just do it.
Yeah. So how did you learn the medium, basically?
In the journalism program mm-hmm. at Humboldt State. I started out at College of the Redwoods going through their digital media program in 2000 and learned all the amazing programs that they offered sure. in the department at that time, and decided that I wanted to use that to inform people because of all of the, you know, the, I guess my new political awakening or actually mm-hmm. new willingness to get active. So I decided I would take those tools, learn how to inform people. And then when I got out of school, I thought I had it, you know, and I created all these opportunities. And if I just give the people the information, of course, change will happen. But it doesn't really happen that way. So over time, I've, you know, learned that you really need to incorporate story to let people come to their own conclusions about
sure.
things. And that was a hard lesson for me to learn.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still working on it.
Yeah. Yeah. So obviously the medium has changed a lot in 15 years. So I assume you've had to learn to adapt with the new programs and all of that along the way.
Right. Right. I think if you have a basic understanding of what it is that you're doing, you just need to learn the interface when it comes to the computer programs that you're going to use. And as far as cameras, it's gotten easier. They've gotten better. You know, now you just have a little memory card, whereas I have a closet full of all these drawers of tapes. Yep. That
iPhone, and it takes better video than my my old DV camera.
Right. They're amazing.
It takes HD video. It's kind of remarkable.
I took an old cell phone with me on a trip recently because I didn't want to take a big camera.
Uh-huh.
And it's not even one that I use as a phone anymore, but the video is beautiful.
It's kind of amazing.
Yeah.
It really is.
It is.
So aside from the medium, and you touched on this a little bit, you know, especially if you're doing documentaries and you want to get information out there, is it's all about telling the story.
That's right. And I've worked with some amazing people in the community, and I'm not going to be able to show all of them tonight. I'm going to show parts of three, but just I'm really motivated and gratified to work with people who are doing such hard work to help people or raise awareness or share their stories on a level that really has some impact. It's really gratifying work.
And over the years, Local Filmmakers Night has shown all kinds of folks' work, and it's very encouraging for people to see these works, and it's always a lot of fun. And it's going to be happening, of course, tonight. It takes place at Eureka High, and it's I guess the doors open at 6:30, and it starts at 7:00.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And what's the cost? It's not very much.
$5.
$5.
$5.
You can't even go to a movie for $5.
There's right.
Nothing. Oh, what can you do for $5?
And
nothing.
You can hardly watch one on demand at home.
That's true. That is true.
But also, I think that it supports two important organizations in our community that support artists and media makers, and that's Access Humboldt Television and the Dale Nord Humboldt Film Commission.
Absolutely. And
we're lucky to have them.
Yeah, and they do really wonderful things. It's we're very lucky to have them. And it's explain where it is at Eureka High, because it's kind of like a little bit off the beaten path.
Yeah, the building is called the Lecture Hall.
Right.
But it's like a one-story building attached to that big sort of Art Deco-looking building with the round corners and the glass block windows. Mm-hmm. And the gymnasium is the next building over. So, yeah, if you're on J Street and you see the gymnasium, you'll be just to the left of that is the Lecture Hall.
Yes. Yeah, it's kind of like around the back there, right?
You can go in from the front, from the J Street side for these events. The Access Humboldt entrance is in the back.
Right.
But this we'll go through the hall after, through the classroom hallway.
Okay,
to
good.
Get there
that
after.
Makes it a little bit easier.
For food and snacks and socializing.
Fantastic. So it's a wonderful event, and any of you who are aspiring filmmakers or just interested in the whole concept of taking stories and bringing them to life, whether they be real and documentary or fiction or what have you, I mean, it's all about getting comfortable with the medium and bringing it to life.
Absolutely. I mean, Access Humboldt will air anything locally produced. They will air it. I mean, it's a great opportunity to get your stuff out there.
Absolutely. Well, Eileen, thanks for coming in. And again, it is tonight. Doors open at 6:30. The event is at 7:00. It's at Eureka High. And just look for that beautiful Art Deco building. You know which one we're talking about. It's a really cool building. Recently rehabilitated to make it really fantastic. So, Eileen, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Really appreciate it.